Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found. This is episode 187 and day 24, the Dog Days of Podcasting. Thank you for joining me. And today, I thought I would follow up with my running stuff, and I'm not going to keep talking about running because I know everybody doesn't want to keep hearing about that. And I'm no pro or anything, but it's not like I have some, this is no running cast, let's put it that way. But I do want to kind of follow up on how things went. I did not set a PR. I thought I might, but I did not, which was okay. Again, as I mentioned in the podcast the other night, you know, I run really for my health and just to, you know, enhance my life. And that's exactly what I do. I run the races to kind of, I don't know, kind of benchmark myself a little bit. But I'll be honest with you, on Thursday, when I ran 3 miles on Thursday, which normally I don't run. Well, at least Dad doesn't, and I haven't before, but I usually about a few days before a race, I don't run, just kind of, you know, rest and get ready for it. Well, Thursday, I got a little anxious, and I had that itching feeling like I wanted to go running. So Dad and I ran, and I ran 3 miles. And I'll be honest with you, I did better then than I did during the race. I don't know why that is. I don't know. I know that when you start, when you're in a race like that and you start off, and we were kind of close to the front, not super close, but close to the front of the pack, you get like almost an adrenaline kick because you're trying not to, one, get run over, but you want to stay out of everybody's way, but you want to kind of keep up. And I really nailed that first mile during the race on Saturday. Then, of course, I kind of spent myself, and the last 2 miles were much slower, but I did it. I finished it. That's not a problem. I can run 3 or 4 miles, but, I just kind of burned myself out on that first mile. Although I'll take the first mile as a win. I think it was well under a 9 minute pace. It was like 8:40, something like that. And I was like, wow, that's not too bad. So I'll take that. Again, you know, I really race against myself and not others. And that's good because I came in like 38th in my age group. You know, the 50 age group, say what you want about 50-year-olds. That's a tough age group. Some of those guys, I need to go back and look, but some of those guys are like in the 18s and 20s for the entire race. It's ridiculous how fast some of those people are. So, you know, I will never be an Olympian runner. I'm under no misconception that I am. And I'm fine with that. I'm fine. I enjoy exercising. And at least I do now. I used to not really be huge into that. You know, I'm starting to weightlift with Dad and run. And Dad's been a weightlifter since, you know, time began. He probably was born lifting weights. I mean, he has stories about making a weight set with some cinder blocks and some rope and a pole, you know, so he's been doing this for a long time. And I remember when I was younger, I made the decision. I was like, I do not want to be bulky and a huge guy. So I just never did really lift weights or anything, which that was my decision. That's just the way it happened. I can't say I regret it. I don't know. I don't really regret it. Maybe I wish I had at some point started a little earlier, but I enjoy it. And when I go work out with them, then whether it's running or whatnot. Anyway, so and just to give you a little update on the race, for Dad, he came in 5th in his group. Now, say what you want about the 70 to 75 group. Those guys are a little competitive too. And there are several guys in that group, a bunch of guys, at least four other ones, right? So Dad's doing pretty good, and Dad was slowed down by both shoes came untied earlier in the race. I was watching him, and I was actually right beside him. He said, "Man, my shoes come untied," and sure enough, they did. So poor guy was stuck with that, but it was a good race. I'll chalk it up. I am signed up for another race. I don't do a lot of races. I don't feel the need to really, you know, run a race every weekend. I know people that do. I know people that run a race I've known people that run two or three races in a weekend, but I don't really see that as a need. When I can go out and run for free every day, if I really want to benchmark myself, I can benchmark myself. So I don't see a need to run a bunch of races, but I enjoy going out there, being around everybody and running a race. So we're doing another one towards the end of October. It's the Great Pumpkin Race here in Rock Hill. And I'll run that with Dad and our buddies, Coy and everybody. So anyway, so no problem. I didn't, like I said, make a PR, but I will. And I'm fine with that as long as I'm improving and just enjoying myself. That's the point. So anyway, thank you for listening. Talk to you later.
I want to thank you for listening. If you want to catch up with me, you can find me on Facebook, Google Plus, or Twitter. And you can find links for all that and more on my website at spindle.com. That's SPYNDLE. Thank you, and until next time.